But what if we were to build a firm foundation for our children that was a better measure of what is success in our homes than what the world tells us? If we were to build that foundation, what kind of bricks would we use? What kind of things would benefit our children and be a better measuring stick of our success and failure than what the dirty dishes represent and what the lack of finishing all of our school books? The first brick in our firm foundation should be the scriptures and the prophets. If our children have a firm foundation in the teachings of the prophets, then they'll know what they're supposed to do today. If they have a firm foundation in the scriptures, they'll know the doctrine. As we prepare our children for the future, they have to be rock solid and have a testimony of the prophets. When President Hinckley came out with the six B's, you guys remember when he came out with the six B's? Well, we decided that we were going to do that for our family home evening and go over the six B's, and we figured, you know, we'd get through all of them. That was not happening. We got stuck on one of them, and that was the one about dating. And a couple of my kids were leaning towards having close relationships with their girlfriend or boyfriend, and we had not been happy with it and felt kind of uncomfortable about it, but there wasn't really anything for us to say, okay, this isn't a good idea. But the six B's tells us that we're not supposed to do that. We shouldn't have serious relationships with our people we date until after we get back from till children get back from their missions. Oh my gosh, this led to a huge, huge discussion with my children. It lasted like 2 hours, and it got a little heated at some times, and we're bossing them around, and how dare we lay down the law, and how come we're making changes now, and it's never been that way before, you know, all the stuff that teenagers do.